out, Steve, against the side?
No, listen, we're delighted to get some conditioning again under our belts. We had the disappointment of Dumbarton, that game getting cancelled through the week, but I went up and watched Hibs on Wednesday night against Arbroath, and they moved the ball about great, and as I say, it was going to be a test for us today, but it was pleasing. We've created chances ourselves, and I know it's early days, but a lot of stuff that we've worked on in terms of trying to build from the back and also press a little bit higher, you know, they've went and the players have bought into it, and it was pleasing today to see us putting crosses in the box and create chances at the other end of the park.
Been working on scoring from corner kicks, obviously.
Ryan Down and obviously Andy Ryan, we've been working on some of our corners, and Hugh Murray, who's been he's quite aggressive attacking the ball as well, so it was great to get a goal from that, but it's something that we can improve on from last year, and like we say, putting crosses in the box creates chances and allows people to get on the end of things and put the ball in the back of the net.
So many new players, is it good to see them looking to gel quite well? Aye,
it was, the pleasing thing is that I said to them before the game, and Jason and Greg spoke about tactical things that we've been working on, but I said it's still pre-season, so the main thing from it today was still conditioning. Yes, you don't want, you know, the result matters, but at the end of the day, I think I'd listened to Paul talking after the Arbroath game, and he was balancing his squad. They've got a game against Carlisle on Tuesday night, so, you know, it's important that they get minutes under their belt, and we've got the St Mirren game now to look forward to.
You had some good combinations going on as well on the flanks, people teaming up, Cymru, Dow, Coley as well.
I think the one thing from us and people that came last season was the width and getting them behind teams. And I think Ryan Dow's clever. He's done it at a higher level as well, and we're delighted to have somebody like Ryan. But then you've got young Josh, who's come up on loan from Norwich, and he's exciting. He can go in behind himself, but he can also, as you say, have combination plays that allows other people to get in behind. So, as I say, it's not getting carried away. It's bringing a little bit of a different dimension and excitement to us, and it's something that we can build on and get better at.
He must be quite pleased when you brought Gabby on for only a young kid. Got in some great areas. I think he had a decent shot towards the end as well. You know, he must have quite a big future ahead of him.
Gabby's come up, and you know, to step away from academy football, you know, he'll enjoy that today. That's his first taste of it, and he's worked hard over pre-season, but so have all the players, and he's very much part of my plans for the season going forward. And as I say, he's come on, whether he get 30 minutes or he start the game, that's the attitude I want at this club.
Is there a reason for Coley and Bowman being down as trials? Is it just a registration
time? It's just a registration issue where it's still with the English FA that it just has to get tidied up, so surely he'll be working hard on that this week.
Given the effort from your substitutes, it must give you a bit of a headache for a starting 11 for next Sunday?
Oh, it does, and I said to the boys before the game, it's not necessarily the boys that have started today that are going to walk in to the team for next week against St Mirren. And their attitude, yes, I think I just spoke to Lewis Stevenson there, he was talking about even the Hibs boys, the average age of the boys that finished that game will be really low, so it's a credit, I think, to both clubs. You know, youth need a chance to progress and get better, and Hibs are very much a model I think we'll try and follow, because how they've went about their business over the last few years is a credit to them, and you know, it's something that we look up to and admire here.
Were you surprised that Ryan Dowd got dropped down to part-time and that you were able to get him now from there?
I think if I was to look at it in black and white, yes, but we had him in towards the end of last season, and I think Ryan wants to play football, so all credit to him. Last year when he wasn't getting game time at Ross County, he found himself at Peterhead, and as I say, we're delighted to have him on board, because is he a player that, you know, in the Paul Payton mode, that as a leader where he's going to smash into tackles? No, but he's got the experience to help us in tricky situations and get us higher up the park and hurt teams in the final third, so I'm delighted to have him on board.
Cheers. Cheers.